Hello?
Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. To begin, do you identify yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
1989.
Okay, yeah. Yes, correct. Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered. I should be.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. And what is your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future, negative or positive?
My own what?
Your own future.
Future?
Yes.
Negative or positive? The way things are going, negative.
Okay. And what about the future of the planet? Negative or positive?
Negative.
The future of the country?
Negative.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say, depending on last election, probably 1.
1? Okay. And of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? I have crime, gun violence, immigration, mental health, national security, healthcare, education, racism and discrimination, climate change, student loans, economy and cost of living, or abortion access. Which 3 are the most important to you?
Which 3? I would say, you said abortion access, like meaning
yes.
Like women getting access to abortion?
Correct.
Because I'm on the opposite, but I'm pro-life, so that would sway how I would vote. But you didn't say pro-life, right?
Okay, I can read the options again, and you can select the 3 most important, okay? I have
Well, I would
crime.
Say immigration.
Immigration.
National
okay.
Security. National security.
And the last one?
What's the other one? I can't remember what.
Yeah, I have crime, gun violence, mental
health. Crime.
Crime, okay. And thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? I have caring for senior family members, contributing to positive change in your community, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities, relationship like romantic partnership or friendship, advancing in your career, your education, improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, or having or caring for children. Which 3 of
having caring for children.
Okay. So which 3 do you currently prioritize?
Oh, most? Which 3? Children, community.
Okay.
Let's see, financial. I'm trying to make a living.
Economic.
Financial.
Financial independence. Okay. Thank you
yeah.
so much. And now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. I have your personality, being American, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your spiritual or religious belief, being young, your sexual orientation, your profession or your role in relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend.
Last one, my religious beliefs, so spiritual. And then you said one more.
Yeah, just one more. Please.
Being a woman.
Being a woman, okay? Thank you so much. And when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Happiness, pride, anger or frustration, disappointment or sadness, dread, exhaustion, or hope.
What was the question?
Which emotions do you feel most often when you think about American political system?
Oh, sad.
Okay.
Sad, because we can't unify.
Disappointment and sadness. And
yeah.
Which, just that or one more? I have dread, exhaustion, hope, anger, frustration, pride, or happiness?
Frustration.
Frustration, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now,